USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day today, speaking at the National Action Network's MLK Day breakfast. There he touted how much his administration has done for minorities.
Black unemployment is near record lows. Wages for black workers are up. Two strongest years ever for small business creation, including black small businesses.
The president said we should be following the legacy of Dr. King, including his teachings and words. Six people are dead after a shooting in the California town of Goshen, southeast of Fresno. Two of the victims, a 17-year-old mother and six-month-old baby. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau says those victims were targeted.
We have at least two suspects. This is not a random act of violence. This was a targeted family. There are gang associations involved in this scene.
Police believe these murders may be gang and drug related. The United States will hit its debt limit later this week. That's the warning from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She's told Congress the Treasury Department will begin to take steps soon to avoid default. She is unable to estimate how long the federal government will be able to pay its bills after the debt limit is reached. The FAA is launching an investigation into a near-miss incident at JFK Airport in New York. Officials say a departing Delta flight taking off from a runway was forced to stop midway on Friday because an American Airlines plane crossed the same runway.
American Airlines 106 heavy, American 106 heavy, hold position. American 106 heavy, hold position.
Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance. Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance.
Rejecting.
That's the incident unfolding over air traffic control. Delta called the incident a successful aborted takeoff procedure and said a full review is underway. Thousands of customers of NortonLifeLock have had their accounts breached over the past few weeks, according to the digital security company. That breach gave hackers access to customers' password managers. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's lots of key economic news set to be released this week.
Investors will see a busy week despite markets being closed Monday. The producer price index and earnings results from the likes of Netflix, American Airlines, and Goldman Sachs highlight the shortened week on Wall Street. The PPI will provide another key inflation reading after last week's consumer price index. I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL Super Wild Card Weekend wraps up tonight with one more playoff game. The Dallas Cowboys are in Tampa to face the Buccaneers. The Bucs hosting the game as they won the NFC South despite finishing with a losing record. The winner will travel to the Bay Area next Sunday. There they will play the San Francisco 49ers. TikTok has now been at least partially banned from government devices in more than half of the United States. The Chinese-linked video app is being targeted over security concerns. According to a CNN analysis, governors and state agencies have taken aim at the app because they're concerned user data could be stolen. Other apps with links to China, including WeChat and Alipay, have also been banned. Well, there's still time to buy tickets for tonight's Powerball drawing. The jackpot is worth at least $416 million, with a cash payout option just shy of $225 million. It comes after one lucky ticket was sold in Maine in last Friday's massive Mega Millions drawing. That $2 ticket was worth over $1.35 billion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.